Requirements Product Management Podcast.
10 tips for writing good user stories. User stories are probably the most popular agile technique to capture product functionality. Working with user stories is easy, but telling effective stories can be hard. The following 10 tips help you create good stories. Tip number one, put users first. As its name suggests, a user story describes how a customer or user employs the product. It is told from the user's perspective. What's more, user stories are particularly helpful to capture a specific piece of functionality, such as searching for a product or making a booking. If you don't know who the users and customers are and why they would want to use the product, then you should not write any user stories. Carry out the necessary product discovery and user research work first, for example, by observing and interviewing users. Otherwise, you take the risk of writing speculative stories that are based on beliefs and ideas, but not on data and empirical evidence. Tip number two, use personas to discover the right stories. A great technique to capture your insights about the users and customers is working with personas. Personas are fictional characters that are based on first-hand knowledge of the target group. They usually consist of a name and a picture, relevant characteristics, behaviors and attitudes, and a goal. The goal is the benefit the persona wants to achieve or the problem the character wants to see solved by using the product. But there's more to it. The persona goals help you discover the right stories. Ask yourself what functionality the product should provide in order to meet the goals of the personas, as I explain in more detail in my article, From Personas to User Stories. You can also download a handy template to describe your personas from the tools section of my website. Tip number three, create stories collaboratively. User stories are intended as a lightweight technique that allows you to move fast. They are not a specification, but a collaboration tool. Stories should never be handed off to a development team. Instead, they should be embedded in a conversation. The product owner and the team should discuss the stories together. This allows you to capture only the minimum amount of information, reduce overhead, and accelerate learning and delivery. You can take this approach further and write stories collaboratively as part of your product backlog grooming process. This leverages the creativity and knowledge of the development team and tends to result in better user stories. If you can't involve the development team in the user story work, then you should consider using another, more formal technique to capture the product functionality, such as use cases. Tip number four, keep your stories simple and concise. Write your stories so that they are easy to understand. Keep them short and sweet. Avoid confusing and ambiguous terms and use active voice. Focus on what's important and leave out the rest. A great way to capture stories is Rachel Davies' popular template, as who, I want what, so that why. If you use personas, then you can use the persona name in the first part of the story template, which then connects your personas and stories. Use the template when it is helpful, but don't feel obliged to always apply it. Experiment with different ways to write your stories to understand what works best for you and your team. Tip number five, start with epics. An epic is a big, sketchy, coarse-grained user story. It is typically broken into several stories over time, leveraging the user feedback on early prototypes and product increments. You can think of it as a headline or a placeholder for more detailed stories. Starting with epics allows you to sketch the product functionality without committing to the details. This is particularly helpful for describing new products and features. It allows you to capture the rough scope and it buys you time to learn more about how to best address the needs of the users. It also reduces the time and effort required to integrate new insights. If you have many detailed stories in the product backlog, then it's often tricky and time-consuming to relate feedback to the appropriate items, and it carries the risk of introducing inconsistencies. Tip number 6. Refine the stories until they are ready. Break your epics into smaller detailed stories until they are ready, clear, feasible, and testable. All development team members should have a shared understanding of the story's meaning. The story should not be too big and comfortably fit into a sprint. And there has to be an effective way to determine if the story is done. Tip number 7. Add acceptance criteria. As you break epics into smaller stories, remember to add acceptance criteria. Acceptance criteria complement the narrative. They allow you to describe the conditions that have to be fulfilled so that the story is done. The criteria enrich the story, they make it testable, and they ensure that the story can be demoed or released to the users and other stakeholders. As a rule of thumb, I like to use 3 to 5 acceptance criteria for detailed stories. Tip number 8. Use paper cards. User stories emerged in extreme programming, and the early XP literature talks about story cards rather than user stories. There's a simple reason. User stories were captured on paper cards. This approach provides 3 benefits. First, paper cards are cheap and easy to use. Second, they facilitate collaboration. Everyone can take a card and jot down an idea. Third, cards can be easily grouped on the table or wall to check for consistency and completeness and to visualize dependencies. Even if your stories are stored electronically, it is usually worthwhile to use paper cards when you write new stories. Tip number 9. Keep your stories visible and accessible. Stories want to communicate information. Therefore, don't hide them on the network drive, the corporate intranet jungle, or a licensed tool. Make them visible, for instance, by putting them up on the office wall. This fosters collaboration, creates transparency, and makes it obvious when you add too many stories too quickly, as you will start running out of wall space. A handy tool to discover, visualize, and manage your stories is my product canvas template, which you can download from my website. Tip number 10. Don't solely rely on user stories. Creating a great user experience requires more than user stories. Stories are helpful to capture product functionality, but they're not well suited to describe complex user journeys and the visual design. Therefore, complement user stories with other techniques, such as story maps, workflow diagrams, storyboards, sketches, and mockups. Additionally, user stories are not good at capturing technical requirements. If you need to communicate what an architectural element like a component or service should do, then write technical stories or, which is my preference, use a modeling language like UML. Finally, writing user stories is worthwhile when you develop software that's likely to be reused. But if you want to quickly create a throwaway prototype or mockup to validate an idea, then writing stories may not be necessary. Remember, user stories are not about documenting requirements. They want to enable you to move fast and develop software as quickly as possible, not to impose any overhead. You can learn more about user stories by attending my product owner training course and reading my book, Agile Product Management with Scrum. I hope that my tips were helpful for you. Thank you for listening.